This is the 13th session of Megillat Rut. Last time we went over Perek Dalet, just the storyline of it. Now we'll go back and cover it a little bit more deeply. So it says in Perek Dalet, Boaz ala ha-sha'ar v'yeshev sham. Boaz came up to the gate v'yeshev sham, and he sat there. V'hineh ha-goel over. And Goel was passing, Asher Diver Boaz, about whom Boaz spoke. Vayomer, and Boaz said, Sura, move over, Shevapo, come sit over here, Peloni Almoni, Vayasar Vayeshev. And he moved over and he sat. So Rashi says, Peloni Almoni, why was he called Peloni Almoni? Veronichtav Shemo, his name was not written. Because eventually we're going to see that he did not want to do the Geula. Now, what does Peloni Almoni mean? Peloni Almoni meturgam benevi'im kasive tamir. Hidden. Kasive tamir comes from Vaychas. Something that is hidden. So Peloni Almoni is hidden. His name is hidden. That doesn't tell us what his name is. So now Rashi says, where are these words coming from? Peloni means mechuse ve'ne'elam. Lashon ki yafle. Or ki palemi mechadavar. Right. Ki palemi mechadavar. When an issue is hidden from you, you should bring it to Nevi'im. Hai palemi Hashem davar. Or is it hidden from Hashem? Almoni is almon mi belishem. Somehow almon means without name. Sefarim acherim. Almoni shaya almon midivret, alman midivretora. He was alman. Alman means someone who doesn't have a wife, whose wife, Bar Minan, passed away. Shaya alman midivretora. Shaya lo lidrosh amoni velo amonit. Moavi velo moavit. He was an amoris. He was alman midivretora, which means that he's like a husband, Bar Minan, who doesn't have a wife. He was a guy who didn't have Torah.
On his level, he was Amaret, meaning being that he's in a family of Boaz, compared to
Boaz,
he's an
Amaret
compared to what he should have been.
No, he's Amaret. Amaret because he should have listened to the Rasha. Shehaya lo lidrosh, amoni velo amonit, moavi velo moavit. Behu amar, and instead he said, pen ashkidet nachalati. I don't want to get involved, lest I would destroy my nachala.
Rashi is saying that this is
Nachala
is this one, not right now.
Well, that's what he said. We don't know what he said. What am I saying? He said he doesn't want. That is when he said it. When he said you're going to take him as a wife, he said, I don't want to mess him up.
Rashi is connecting Nachala with the drash of Amonit.
The Pasuk does it. Huh? The Pasuk does it. When Boaz told him, you marry this lady, she says, I don't want to do it then.
Yes, but maybe he didn't want to because he's not going to be destroyed because the earth is going to be destroyed. But now Rashi is
why would earth get destroyed? He was,
I don't know, maybe he did.
He was going to do Goel anyway. He said, I would do Geula. When Boaz said, when you do Geula, you're also going to take her as a wife. Then he said, then I'm not going to do it then.
He is here.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. Exactly. We're going to get to that. So we spoke out. The pasuk says, Boaz ala ha-sha'ar came up to the gate. Why is the gate? So the gate is Sanhedrin, Chazal say, right? And it says, Shoftim v'shotim titen lecha b'chol she'arecha. You put the bedin on the sha'ar, because every city, when they had the bedin would sit by the gate of the city. That was the stamp, that was the place of the bedin by the gate of the city.
Gate
so,
the main road getting to the city.
Yes, gateway that gets into the city. That's right. And the reason that he went, why did he go to Bedin that morning? So Chazal say because he wanted to go. Well, we have a couple of pshatim. One is that he wanted to go there and send a hazmana to hazmana means a summon to send a summon to Peloni Almoni to come. So, but once he was there, already Peloni Almoni walked by. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was working things out. So Malbim asks, why doesn't it say Vaya'al Boaz Hashar. That's how the right diktuk should have been. Right? Why is it Boaz Allah Hashar? He said, it's as he was trying to do something, things were happening on their own. As soon as he got there to take care of it, Lehine, this Pluni Almoni was passing by. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought everything together.
Was it summoning his brother to his business?
His uncle. Yeah.
Just go over to him now.
Alright, so we have to see why he had to bring him to the bed. We're going to see very soon. You know, why couldn't they just go over to him and say, listen, you know, they approached me. They say they have a land and we need to do Goel. You're before me. Either you do it or I'll do it. Right? He didn't say that. He had to bring him to the bed. Why did he have to bring him to the bed? So, Mefarshim speak out that he wanted to go to the bed in advance. In advance of anything happening, because Asher HaKadosh says, because he wanted to go and darshin in the bet din amoni velo amonit, moavi velo moavit. Okay? Why did he want to darshin amoni velo amonit, moavi velo moavit? Because there was a big discussion at the time. I need the Gemara here one more, please. The discussion is going to come up later on. But he wanted to preempt that discussion. Why? Listen to our story, the way the Gemara Yevamot.
Even the time of David HaMelech was that discussion.
Yeah. Well, we have to see where it started and how it started and where it ended. He was not trying to darshin it the second. He wanted to establish that halacha. That halacha was around. How do we know that halacha was around? So let me, before I start this Gemara, I should take you a little bit back. When Ruth was visiting Sedei Boaz, when she was collecting Sedei Boaz, and Boaz went, first time he spoke to her, and he started talking to her and he said, who are you? What are you doing here? Like, you know, I mean, he knew who she was. That he told her, don't go, stay here, and you could collect whatever you want, all of that. And Ruth said, why did I find favor in your eyes? Why are you doing me this favor? So Boaz said back like this. Bayomer Boaz. You can listen to the Lashon. This is in Perek Bet. This is in Perek Bet. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayam Boaz Vayomer. Vayomer La. Boaz answered and said to her, Huged Hugadli. It was informed to me. Kol Asher Asidat Chamotech. Whatever you've done to your mother-in-law. So the Targum translates like this. It says that Va'ati Boaz Amalo, Boaz answered, they said to her, it chavali al memar chakimaya. It was known to me, it was told to me in the name of by the saying of the Chachamim, Dechi Gezer Hashem, Ben Hashem Mede Gezerah, on Moavit, Lo Gazar Al Nukvaya, Hashem did not make a Gezerah on the Nekevot, El Elohen Al Guvraya, but rather only on the men. Veit Amer Alai Ben Nebuah, and it was said to me, through a Nebuah, the Atidin, Boaz is saying, the Atidin Lemepak Minach Malkin, that in the future, Melachim will come out of you, Unevi'in and Nevi'im, Nevi'im and Melachim will come from you. Begin Tivuta because of the goodness, the Avat in Chamotech, because of the goodness that you did with your mother-in-law. It was known to me through Nevuah that in the future, Melachim and Nevi'im will come out of you. and what you did with your mother-in-law, and what you did with your husband, and then the fact that you let go of everything and he came and became Yoret. And for all these things that you did, I knew two things. A, that I was told by Chachamim, Amoni velo Amonit, Moavi velo Moavit. And I was told through Nebuah that Melachim will come from you.
Before we go there, for her to have a Geurah, has to be somebody that had to pass her. She is a Geurah.
She was a Geurah.
No, but somebody had to Megar her.
Gave her?
Whoever Megar her, yeah. Was the Paskin Amoni velo
Amonit. No, Amoni velo Amonit doesn't mean that they cannot become Israel. It means they cannot marry a Jew. They could become Israel and marry an Eved. So, not an Eved. Someone, an Eved that became a Gioret. Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's the Targum. It's not, you know, the Meluziel, Chazal say that did not do the Targum of Ketubim. Only did the Targum of Nevi'im. He wanted to Targum of Ketubim and they stopped it. But there's a Targum. We have the Targum on Rud, we have Targum on Shir HaShirim, we have Targum on...
That Targum is like more like a Midrash.
Yeah. So you see already Boaz is saying that already Chachamim had told me, Amoni velo Amonit, Moavi velo Moavit. Apparently, just set this up. This halacha of Amoni velo Amonit, although was given over from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were not the Farsim. They did not want the Pirsum, because after Moav did what they did, Benon Moav, the whole situation of Benon Moav, right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Amoni velo Amonit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo Yavo Amoni Moaviv Ger Hashem. So they didn't want people to get involved with even the girls of Moab, or intermarry, so to speak. Or, you know, once you're going to try to bring them in, I mean, megayer them and marry them, you might end up being intermarrying. They didn't want that. They wanted to stop that. So therefore, they were not mefarsem, this halacha, to public. It was known quietly among the chachamim that this derasha is amoni velo amonit, moavi velo moavit. It did not become mefursam. Boaz, now that it's lemaaseh, in other words, till now, no Ammonit or Moavit had joined the Jews. From the time of Moshe Rabbeinu till now, no Ammoni or Moavi had become Mitgayer to come and marry a Jew. This is the first time that this happened. Now that is Nogia lemaaseh, Boaz needs to publicize this halacha. He needs to establish it bifnei Am ve'eda to make sure everybody knows about that halacha, and therefore there will be no problem later. That is why Boaz comes to Beit Din to preempt, before we even get into the Shaila, you should know Amoni velo Amonit, Moavi velo Moavit. So why does he have to do it now? Let Goel first come and talk to Goel, this Peroni Almoni, see if he wants to do it or not. If he asks the Shaila, then you answer it. Good? Listen to the Gemara. The Gemara says that David HaMelech came and killed Goliath. Shaul had said that whoever kills Goliath, I would give my daughter to him as a wife. You know that. So David HaMelech comes and he kills Goliath. So what's happening now? So, the Gemara said like this. Vayin ba Shaul et David Madov. Shaul, who was a tall person, he was very tall. The pasuk says head and shoulder, he was taller than everybody else. Took his garment and he put it on David. Right? So Gemara says, because he wanted to show him that, you know, as a reward him, the fact that he killed Goliath. The Gemara says, why does it say Madav kemidato? It fit David perfectly. Even though Shaul was much taller than David, his garment fit David perfectly. So Shaul is thinking that is if David is able to do such a thing, must be he is Rawi for Malchut. So Amal le Doega Adomi tells Shaul, Ad Shatam Mashir Alav Ima Gunule Malchut Im Lav, before you want to check into him to see if he's Rawi for to become a Melech or not, She'al Alav Im Rawi Lavo Bechahal, check to see if he's Bichal Kasher. Is he a Kasher to marry a Jew? You want to marry up your daughter to him, who says your daughter could marry him, check out to see if he's Kasher Bichal. My time, what's the problem? The Katim Ruda Muavia. He came from Ruda Muavia. Amar le Avner. Avner was the Sarsava. So Avner says, Tanina, what do you mean? We learn in the Mishnah. No, right? Which means we have a Torah Sheba Alpe. Amoni velo Amonit, Muavi velo Muavit. So that's what we learned. Amar le Doeg says back to him, Elamato, if that's the case, Mamzer velo Mamzeret. The pasuk also says mamzer loyavu mamzer bichal Hashem. Would you say a girl who is a mamzeret is allowed to marry? How could you darshin muavi velo muavit and not darshin mamzer velo mamzeret? So he answers back. No, mamzer says mum zar. There is a problem with him. There is a problem with him. Now, if mamzer has an intrinsic problem, a mum zar, so mamzeret also has the same intrinsic problem. There is a problem with him. Amoni, they don't have any problem. He said to him, what do you do with Misri below Misrit? Misri has no problem. You darshin only a Misri, you cannot marry Hildor Shalishi. But a Misrit could do that, but we don't say that. Shani Hakha, the Mefarish time of the Kara. Gemara says, no, over here, he's answering back. Abner is answering back. He says, no, realize. By Amoni below Amoni, Torah says, why not? Don't marry Amoni because they did not come to greet you with food and water when you were coming out of Mitzrayim. That was their problem. Now that problem is only a male problem. It's not a female's problem. Why is it only a male's problem? Because Darko Shal Ish Lekadem. Darko Shal Ish Lekadem. Only men come out. Greet the people outside with food. Ladies didn't do anything wrong, so they shouldn't get punished. So he answered back to him. You see, there's a back and forth trying to figure out from the Torah what the Torah means. He says back to him, what do you mean? The men should have greeted the men, and ladies should have greeted ladies. They could have done that. Ishtik. He couldn't say anything. So Avner is slugged up. Don't know what to say? Miat, right away, by Yomer Hamelech, Shaul said, She'alata ben mize ha'ele. Let's go see whose son is he. That's the pasuk. What does that mean? She'alna ben mize ha'ele. Hatam karile na'ar, hacha karile elem. Before they called David na'ar. Here they call him elem. Elem means something that is hidden. Hachikamba. This is what it means. That's why he says elem. If you don't know the halacha, if we don't know what the halacha is, we have an argument here. So what should you do? Say ushal be Beit HaMidrash. Go to Beit HaMidrash. Shaul says, go to the yeshiva. Ask the chacham, ask the rabbani. So Shaul, he went there. Amrullah, they said to him, Amoni velo Amonid, Muavi velo Muavid. That's the halacha. Doeg didn't let go. Doeg asked all the kashas that you already asked Avner. Ishtiku. They didn't know what to answer at the end. They also got shlugged up. So we have this halacha. You're learning it from the psukim, but it doesn't make sense. They wanted to make a hachraza. They wanted to make an announcement on David that David is pasul. We're going to give a clap that David is pasul bekal. Miad va'amasa ben ish ushmo Yitro Israeli. Amasa was the son of a person whose name was Yitro Israeli. Yitro ha-Israeli. Asher bo el Avigail ben Nachash. Uchtiv, here it says the father of Amasa was Yitro ha-Israeli. In Divrei Hayomim he says Yitro HaYishmaeli. Is his father Yisraeli or Yishmaeli? Amar Rava Melamed Shechagar Charbo KeYishmael. He was a son of a person who acted like Yishmael. That means he took his sword like Yishmael. Yishmael is takes his sword. Chagar Charbo KeYishmael VaAmar. Kol Mi Sheno Shomayah Halacha Zu. Anyone who does not want to listen to this halacha, Yidaker BeCheref. Is Raui to be killed with a sword. Kach Mechublani MiBedino Shel Shmuel Aramati. So I was Mekabel from the Bedin of Shmuel Aramati, Amoni velo Amonit, Moavi velo Moavit. So Amasa Paskind. No, Amasa was David's cousin. Amasa Paskind. Right? What do you mean? I have a Mesora. Frag the Gemara. How could Amasa Paskind? Umi Mehemon, is it Nehemon to Paskind like that, to say such a halacha? Beha Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav. Very important Gemara. Rabbi Abba Amar Rav said, Kol Talmid Chacham Shemore Halacha Uba. Any Talmid Chacham who wants to Paskin a halacha. Im Kodem Maase Amra, if he said that halacha before a situation came up, and is Mechadish Halacha, Shom Inlo. You listen to him. Ve'im Lav, and if not, and Shom Inlo. You don't listen to him. That means, if Bishad Maase, he comes and he says, I have a Mesorah that that's halacha. And nobody else knows that Mesorah. Nobody else has it, the Mesorah. He wants to say, I have the Mesorah. If he was saying it, Shalom B'Shad Ma'aseh, you accept it. B'Shad Ma'aseh, you don't accept it. Why not? Because you're Choshed. Maybe he's making it up.
Is this Shad Ma'aseh or is
Bible? This was Shad Ma'aseh. Right now they're ready to make David Pasul. B'Shad Ma'aseh, he gets up and he says, I have a Mesorah. Really? Why didn't you say it till now? So how could we believe him if he says it now? So on that, Gemara says, Shani Hacha, here was different. Deha Shemuel Ubedino Kayam. Shemuel was still alive. The Bedin of Shemuel was alive. You could go to Bedin of Shemuel and ask. He was only informing them that this halakha was already said, was announced in the Bedin of Shemuel. I was there, I heard it. I was mekabel that. You weren't there, you didn't hear it. I was there, I heard it. That's halacha. And if Shemuel says it, right? So there's no machloket about it. It's halacha. They knew that. So you don't have to make a derash with other pesukim. Is it right? Is it wrong? In other words, when you have a mesorah, that's halacha, you don't argue with it. Right? But if there's no mesorah, and you think that this is not, you know, you need to darshin it out of the pesukim, then becomes a problem. Because if you want to dash in other pesukim, you dash in like this, I ask a kasha, I shlug you up. Your halacha is not proven.
He was saying he's
so? He was not up between Shemuel Aramati. Shemuel is there. Shemuel is the Dayan. Shemuel is the Shofet. Before Shaul and Doeg and everybody came around, Shemuel has been a Shofet. He was a Shofet for the past 50 years. That's not 50 years. Here's the Dayan. Bedin of Shmuel Aramati already had said this halacha of Amoni v'lo Amonit, Moavi v'lo Moavit.
Shmuel Aramati obviously did not dash. All the Rasha got.
He did not dash in it. It was a Mesorah. It was a Mesorah.
That would be the same thing to say halacha Moshe Mesinai?
Okay. The question is, that's a machloket. Question is, if this means halacha Moshe Mesinai, or if that's the Mesorah, right? So how come this Mesorah was kept quiet over here and all of a sudden became... Yishai also had a problem. The Gemara said that Yishai, when he became aware of the problem, gave up his wife. He had already been married. He had already had kids. Right? When he realized that this is a problem, he gave up his wife. He separated from his wife. He didn't want to be with his wife because I'm pasul. So he went and he married a shivcha. Because even Amoni v'lo Amoni, whatever it is, once they become a Jew, they could marry a shivcha. A shivcha that became a mitgayeret. So one night, Yishai's wife switched her place with that shivcha. And that night, Yishai comes home. He thinks, the lady is that Shivcha, turned out to be afterwards, he didn't realize it, it was his wife. And that night, she got pregnant on David HaMelech. That's why David HaMelech says in Tehillim, the reason that I have such a strong Yetzer Hara is because from the time of my inception, my inception was done
shady way.
In a shady way, which means that my father didn't realize that the lady that he was with was my mother. He had his mind on a different lady at the time that he was with my mother. Hen be'avon cholalti ubechet yechemat ni'imi. With, through an avon, it was not an avon, but whatever, like an avon. I was formed ubechet yechemat ni'imi. My mother concepted me through a chet. That's why I have such a yetzahara. So Yishai had already given up. So apparently they did not go to Shmuel Aramati to ask a Shaila. I don't know why they asked a Shaila. Right? So this Shaila, there are many questions. Let's go back and put it together. So now this story is the time of Shmuel. Boaz is way before Shmuel. Shmuel was the last of the Shoftim. Boaz, the first of the Nevi'im. Boaz is in the middle of the time of Shoftim. He's Ifsan. Ifsan was in the middle of Shoftim. So how did Shmuel Aramati get this Mesora? Obviously got it through Boaz. Where did Boaz get it from? Right? So it's a Shaila. Where did Boaz get it from? Now Boaz knew that was Mekabel, as we said in the Targum, was Mekabel from the Chachamim. Right? Haged Hugadli, it was informed to me by the Chachamim, right? That Amoni velo Amonid, Moavi velo Moavid. Al Memar Chakimaya, the Kad Gezer Hashem, lo Gezer al Nukhba, right? Hashem did not make a Gezerah on the Nekevot. Now Boaz has a problem. I cannot be Mefarsim. We did not want to be Mefarsim this halacha, because we don't want people to go and intermarry. So now is the time that I have to be mefarsem it. I have to do it before Shada Maaseh. Because if it's a Shada Maaseh, they're not going to believe me. Before the Shaila is introduced to the Beddin, I need to establish this in the Beddin. So he goes to the Beddin, to Darshin, Amoni v'lo Amonit, Moavi v'lo Moavi. He wasn't.
For him personally.
He was not. Because he doesn't have to do it, Goel is going to have to do it. We'll see about the Goel. Goel, I did not even discuss it with Goel yet. So Goel doesn't know his Shaila. He doesn't know what he's facing. I'm not in the picture yet because Goel is before me. So now is the time. If I don't do it now, I cannot establish his halach. So that's why Bayal Boaz Allah El Ashar, he went to the Beddin and he got the Chachamim. So the Gemara. Let's go right into the Pesukim. So he went to Beddin, and as he got to Beddin, this Goel is coming. So he doesn't tell the Goel anything. He just says, come and sit down. He doesn't talk to him. Right? Next pasuk. Pasuk Bet. Vayikach asara anashim. He took 10 people. Mizikhnei ha'ir. He took 10 people from the elders of the city. Vayomer shevu po vayeshevu. He told them, sit, and they sat. Why do you need 10 people? So the Frey Gemara in Ketubot, why do you need 10 people? This was Yevamot, by the way, in Vav Amud Bet. The Gemara says in Ketubot, Zayin Amud Bet, the Gemara says, Asara Anashim, why did he need Asara Anashim? So Rabbi Abba Udash is, why does he need Asara Anashim? This is Machloket Rav Nachman Rabbi Abba. We talk about Rav Nachman soon. Rabbi Abba says, why does he need Asara Anashim? Mibayil el midrash, because he needed it to darshin amoni velo amonit, moavi velo moavit. He needed 10 people, 10 chachamim, to darshin. There is halacha d'aitzarei. So Gemara says, so why do you need 10? If it's to darshin amoni velo amonit, you don't need 10 people. Why do you need 10? Lefirsume milto, because he wanted to be mefarsamet. If you have 10 chachamim sitting there, and in front of them he said, there is a halacha, amoni v'lo amonid, mu'avi v'lo mu'avid, that's the mesorah that I have. He's the shofet, he's the dayan, he's the ma'atik, he's the one who gives over Torah Sheva Alpe, right? So here I'm giving you this Torah Sheva Alpe, I want to be mefarsamet now. Till now we kept it quiet. Now I want to be mefarsamet. He got 10 people to be mefarsamet that halacha. Right, and that's why they needed to be zekenim. It says mizikne ha'ir. They have to be the zikne ha'ir because he wanted it that you have the chachamim, and I'm going to give it to you. You're all going to be maskim, and therefore this becomes halacha pesuka. Before I do anything regarding this shayla.
But now they're going to marry. Why they're only afraid of Moabit? We don't say it because they're married.
Because this one had already had the ma'aseh with Moabit, Benon Moab. They did, you know, they didn't want to say, oh, so Benon Moab, so that's mutar then. Okay, very nice. Right? So they didn't want to be a farsa then.
Whatever Boaz was trying to do here didn't work because the establishment didn't, I mean, from this generation to the next generation.
Oh, good. Hold on, very good. So, Vayikach Asar Anashim Nechzikne, Ibrahim Shevu Bo Vayishevu. They came and they sat down.
Boaz was something of. Head of something, or he had smicha.
Yeah. Boaz was a dayan.
He had smicha, so he's giving over his.
He's as a mesora. As a mesora from Torah Sheva Alpeh, he's giving it over.
I'm saying he has to be a figure of to be able to give over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody who comes, any
rabbi. Right now, he's going to give it over.
But he wants to marry her.
He cannot marry her yet. Penoni Almoni is going to marry her. He's ahead of her.
Do that before.
Before any Shaila comes up. Even before Peloni Almoni knows what Shiloh is facing, I need to first clear that, establish that. Now I'm going to present the Shiloh.
He's still a little
negative
with
that,
because
Peloni
Almoni says no, then it goes to him.
Okay, but if he says yes, it goes to him. Before he comes to me, I could pass him.
Could you elaborate how Boaz could do this? I'm saying he has to be such a figure. Position?
I'm saying he has the Torah Sheva Alpeh.
Any random guy could come and say,
he's the dayan.
I understand, but any random guy could come and say,
you just repeated, I said, answered, you just repeated your question. He's the dayan.
What does it mean he's a dayan?
But what about a random
he is
guy?
The leader of Kelal Israel.
But any random guy could do that.
Boaz was the leader of Kelal Israel. How did Torah Sheva Alpeh go hand to hand? How does the Torah Sheva Alpeh go from one generation to the next generation? The matic does it. He's the matic. He gives it over.
So he gave over majority of
the Boaz and his bedino.
So he's a scholar.
Boaz a bedino.
Boaz was the one of the shoftim. So, right? What is Moshe gave it to Rami Sinai? Umesara le Yeshua. Yeshua le zekenim. Who are the zekenim? These are the shoftim. Yeshua gave it. Every, you know, and there are many zekenim, but many shoftim of the you know the that time. The Torah went from one to the next, to the next,
so
to the next.
The way we explain it, Boaz was, beside Boaz, other people should have known this. But Boaz
didn't. They didn't want to be mefarsam in this halakha to public people.
I'm asking.
Yeah, it could be Yechidim knew it, but there are those.
Not Shoftim. The other people who Zakenim, who Mechabit from Yeshua.
Before that, before Boaz, they knew it, and they knew it, and they knew it, they knew it. This was one of the secrets, one of the secrets that was kept. In order that it should not become a force among the people.
Besides Boaz, did anybody else know in that generation?
That's
the question. That's
maybe did, maybe didn't.
We don't
makes
know.
No difference. It's irrelevant.
No, meaning he's coming and saying, I have this Mesorah. So
yeah. He's a matic.
And nobody could argue.
Nobody can argue. He's a matic. He's accepted matic. I don't get it. He's a matic. If someone gets up and he says, this is the halacha that I have, a Mesorah, you have to listen to him. If he's a matic. Matic, you know what matic is? I keep repeating the word. You have to know what matic is. Matic is someone who's authorized, an authorized person to give over Torah Sheva Alpeh from one generation to the next.
That's what he
asked.
Semicha. Is the same thing.
You call it Semicha? Give Semicha? Semicha doesn't do that only. You could give Semicha to all the Dayanim to Paskin, but doesn't mean they're Matikim. Matic means that I authorize you. I need a Rambam.
So the fight that Moshe Rabbeinu
Rambam
first
chelik, Mada.
So it's a different topic. Matt is a different topic. When Moshe Rabbeinu This semicha on Yeshua. So that semicha that going from
that semicha is to stop. That semicha to accomplish two things. One thing accomplished was to give Yeshua the kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? The pasuk says you put mehotcha alav, from your hot, from your glory, you put on him. But that didn't make Yeshua necessarily matic. There could be other people who got semicha from others, but that doesn't mean they're considered matikim. They're not matikim. Matik means I hereby. If he brings the Rambam.
Who makes them matik? Meaning who made them matik? Who was the first matik?
Moshe. Kibel Torah Misinai umesarah li Yoshua. Yoshua le Zeganim. How did Yoshua give it over to Zeganim? Who are the Zeganim?
Did the same thing that Moshe did to Yoshua? He did Samicha?
No Samicha. He could give Samicha to whoever else he wants. To many people.
We don't know what Samicha
means.
Is there one
matik? Forget about Samicha. I put Samicha aside. Yes. It says, "Hamitzvah is Shepirush Torah, the mitzvah which is the explanation of Torah. We call it Torah Shebaal Peh. Lo katva, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write it down. Elat tziva ba lezakenim. He commanded it, gave it over to zakenim of his generation. Uli Yoshua ushar kol Israel. He taught it to the elders, to Yoshua, to all the Jews. Shenemar right." And Moshe taught it to Shivim Zeganim, to Elazar, to Pinchas, and Yehoshua. Elazar and Pinchas and Yehoshua, Sheloshtan Kibelu Moshe. All three of them received Torah Sheba'al Peh from Moshe. Moshe taught them. Ule Yehoshua, this is a matik. Ule Yehoshua, Shehu Talmidu Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, Masar Torah Sheba'al Peh, Vetzivau Aleha.
What does Sivah mean?
Means he commanded him that you're going to be responsible to make sure the Torah Shebaal Peh that I'm giving you will be given over to the next generation. You, everybody else also learns it. Many people come to learn it. They come to Yeshiva to learn it. You are responsible. You need to know. Now, the matik needs to have three qualities. A, he has to be smart enough to understand the depth of every halacha. He has a good memory to remember every halacha, and he has to be trustworthy to make sure that he's not going to mess anything up. So it's my responsibility, Moshe Rabbeinu's responsibility, to pick one person to be the one who has these three qualities to make sure Torah Shebaal Peh will be handed over properly to the next generation. Ve'tzivahu aleha. Ve'chen Yehoshua, kol yemechayav lamad al peh. Ve'zekenim rabim kibelu miYehoshua. Many people learn from the Yehoshua. Right? The kibel Eli min hazakenim with Pinchas. So these are the zakenim that we're talking about.
But he's missing the point. We're looking for another chain in the command.
Yeah.
Who got it after Yeshua? No, but here it says bunch of names. We had zakenim and we had Yeshua. So who's the next after you?
After Yeshua are the zakenim, are the chachamim.
But we said one per generation.
Whoever they are.
We don't have that
Mesura. Huh? Rambam brings it. Rambam lists it.
Is it Zekenim means a bunch of people or one person? What does that mean?
Depends on each generation. Usually there is one who is in charge. One who is in charge.
When did it end?
Huh?
When did it end?
Right. So the chain that the Rambam puts, he puts it that Achiyah got me David, David got me Shemuel, Shemuel got me Eli, Eli got me Pinchas, Pinchas got from Yeshua. Right? So Pinchas was the one who was in charge of doing that. So obviously Pinchas also knew about the situation of the story of Shebaal Peh, except that Pinchas, after the story of Yiftach HaGiladi, Pinchas was sidelined. But many Zechanim, he says, many Zechanim learned from Yehoshua, or Mekabel from Pinchas and Yehoshua. Ve'kibel Eli min HaZechanim u'mi Pinchas. From those Zechanim, those Shoftim. Zechanim are Shoftim. So these are the Zechanim. So Ifson knew it. He had it, that's what he says. He had it Bemesora from Chachamim, other Chachamim previously. And that's what he gave over. Was there anybody else who knew it? Probably there were other Yechidim who knew it. Pinchas knew it. Pinchas was there.
Yeah, but again, what was the Chashad? The Chashad was that if the girl was converting, does it marry her? If she's already converted, so it will marry her.
They did not want to allow that because then there will be conversion, chatzik conversion, year conversion. It's going to start all these issues. They didn't want to start issues.
It sounds like she wouldn't say anything. That means she could.
They would have kept it. They would have kept it quiet and give it over to the next matir quietly. And next matir quietly. Tiris nogeya. We don't want to make any waves on this secret. Like all the Kabbalah. How did Kabbalah get passed down? Secrets of Torah. How did they get passed down? They gave it to those who were Rawi.
How come with that Kabbalah Moabim?
Because I said because they were Nikshal in Moabim already. Once they were Nikshal in Moabim, so they didn't want to be Mepharsim. It goes together. Amunim and Moabim is one pasuk. So once they're not going to differentiate in the pasuk like that.
If he's right, if it was Mepharsim that generation, so it was Mepharsim one generation to the next generation.
Why did they have the question all over again?
By David. Okay, good. Good. That's what we're going to do with it. That's the next step. That was the next step. It was not a question. The problem was Doeg. Doeg Adomi was the one who brought up a problem. The question was not a question. Right? It became Mefursam, but still they didn't publicize it. It was before it was established. Right? Who did, you know, once it was established, they
even in Beit HaMidrash they didn't learn it before that. By what? Right.
No, they knew it, but they didn't know how to pass in it. They came to Beit HaMidrash, they asked, they said, Amonim v'lo Amonim, Moavim v'lo Moavim. They ask you five questions, you get slugged up. They didn't know how the force of it. The one who knew it was Beit Din of Shmuel Aramati, who knew. This is the halacha. This is how it is, the Mesorah. You don't dash it from the Pesukim.
You don't ask the Mesorah. It
was Benut Moav too.
Beforehand, Haramati was the one.
It doesn't say Midian and Midianite.
Everybody else thought it's.
I don't know. Maybe they had it. Maybe they had it. No, maybe they said no Midianite either. I don't know.
He said this is a halacha. They thought he learned
it. We have Imam Shiftis Bezalshim.